You've tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Ariel Zangla reports in the Daily Freeman that though he has not held a single traditional town hall meeting in his first term as 19th congressional representative, Republican John Faso wants to hold, quote, several debates, unquote, with Democrat Antonio Delgado before the November 6th election. Faso sent a letter to all five other candidates in the election. Besides Faso from Kinderhook and Delgado of Rhinebeck, there are Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield of New Paltz and independents Dale LaMagna of Clinton, Diane Neal of Hurley, and Louisa Parker of Calicoon also running. Quote, I believe it's critical that the voters of the 19th district know exactly where all the candidates who have qualified for the ballot stand on issues facing our district and our country, unquote, Faso said. Quote, as such, I have written to them all and challenged them to debate, unquote. On a proprietary social media website, Delgado said he looked forward to the debates, but then criticized Faso for caring more about sending out letters than doing actual legislative work. Quote, a reminder that holding town halls and listening to the folks here are both better ways to engage than sending a letter, unquote, Delgado wrote. Quote, I look forward to discussing healthcare, jobs, education, the environment, and lots of other issues I've talked about with the folks here in New York 19, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Casey Seiler reports in the Albany Times-Union that on August 2nd, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a working group convened to draft legislation to allow, quote, a regulated adult-use marijuana program, unquote. Cuomo's state health department recently released a report that said the positive impacts of a regulated marijuana market in New York outweigh the negative impacts. Quote, as we work to implement the report's recommendations through legislation, we must thoroughly consider all aspects of a regulated marijuana program, including its impact on public health, criminal justice, and state revenue, and mitigate any potential risks associated with it, unquote, Cuomo said in a statement August 2nd. Just a year ago, Cuomo sounded skeptical about even medical marijuana, but since then his primary opponent, Cynthia Nixon, has been full-throated about her support for legal recreational marijuana in the state. Cuomo's counsel, Alfonso David, is head of the working group that also includes, quote, academics, including David Holtgrave, dean of University of Albany School of Public Health, members of law enforcement, including former Albany Police Chief Brendan Cox and State Police Superintendent George P. Beach II, and commissioners of state agencies, including health, mental health, alcoholism, and substance abuse services, children and family services, the Department of Transportation, Taxation and Finance, and Agricultural and Markets, unquote. The panel also includes Cuomo's budget director, Robert Mujica, and Empire State Development Corp. Chief Howard Zemensky. They could make proposals for the legislature when it returns in January after elections. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Daily Freeman reports that Senior Vice President Charles A. Frenney has been promoted to President and Chief Executive Officer on Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation's Board of Directors, the utility announced August 3rd. Frenney's leadership begins September 15th, and he succeeds Michael L. Mosher, who has been appointed President and CEO of Fortis Alberta in Western Canada. Both companies are part of Newfoundland-based Fortis Incorporated. Central Hudson is based in Poughkeepsie and serves about 300,000 customers in all or part of Ulster, Dutchess, Green, Columbia, Orange, Sullivan, Putnam, and Albany counties. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Endorsement season continues ahead of the September state primary election and the general election in November. NYSBEA, the Union for the Plainclothes Detectives who serve in the Bureau of Criminal Investigations, backed Juan Figueroa for Ulster County Sheriff this week. Quote, it's a true honor to be endorsed in my campaign for Ulster Sheriff by the dedicated men and women of the Bureau of Criminal Investigations. I spent 19 of my 25 years in the New York State Police in this division, unquote, Figueroa wrote on Twitter. State of Politics New York reports that the progressive group Citizen Action of New York announced August 2nd it is endorsing Democrat Karen Smith in the 41st District State Senate race. Smith is running in the mostly Dutchess County district against incumbent Republican Sue Serino. And on July 29th, the Democratic Socialists of America endorsed Cynthia Nixon's bid for governor of New York. I'm Tom Murray. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information.